Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined this 2 o'clock hour by my very special co-host, Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable candidates ever to run for the 5th District in Wisconsin. Maybe the most reasonable person to ever run for the 5th District.
Which is why I think I lost twice.
But probably. And I mean that post-2010 redistricting. Yes. I digress. We've got a couple of great texters and callers lined up. If you want to join us for this last segment, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Shout out to Mark from Cornell, Wisconsin, sharing us pictures of the UW lacrosse rally getting ready for Vice President Harris. His son is there. His son early voted. I love all of this. Go, Mark, and your son up in Cornell, Wisconsin, and at the Harris rally in at UW lacrosse. Amazing. Andrew from Maine texting in, how does the Trumpster fire intend to address retaliatory tariffs? He has no idea. The guy at the economic forum couldn't even get there in the questioning because Trump just over-narrated the heck out of it with Rand the Weave. He now talks himself about the Weave, which
he's proud of it.
Yeah, he's like, that's what they call it. It's very special. Yeah. I don't think it's special at all. It's deeply really good at the Weave. Vic from the 608, he asks, if you haven't already discussed this, can you explain why the kind of misinformation that was texted to those 20-somethings here in the state of Wisconsin is not prosecuted by our state attorney general? They have reported this to the attorney general's office, Josh Calls, as well as Merrick Garland's office. I have no doubt this will be investigated, but unless the person that did this is galactically stupid, I'm pretty certain they probably used a burner phone and it is not traceable. But this happened in 2016, a guy by the name of Doug Mackey, who went by the name of Ricky Vaughn. He was a far right guy. He actually ended up in jail over sending this same sort of misinformation to black voters at the time. So, yep, these prosecutions happen. They take a while.
And this is just the beginning. I mean, this is going to be happening over and over. And it's going to, I think the hardest part is for people to weed through that. But just, you know, there are lots of great things, lots of good areas to go investigate. And Maggie, I'm so happy that you're doing that show next Tuesday to sort of go through all that, because that's really important for people to know.
Yeah, if you missed it before, folks, set your timers for 2 p.m. this coming Tuesday. I am going to literally go through all of the nuts and bolts of voting, all the questions, the pros and cons of voting. If you mail it in, the Dropbox, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you're going to want to not miss this. Let's take a couple of callers here, Tom. Greg from Waukesha, what would you like to say today?
Hi, Tom and Maggie. And Tom, we have a good friend in common, Denise Shaman. So definitely, you know, thank you, Tom, for representing the needs of people with disabilities and all people's needs. Maggie, I have to be honest with you, and I may come to tears on this point, but you've made me think differently about the pro-life issue. You know, and civic media has. All my years of living, I've been pro-life because of the propaganda. I've been sold the conservative propaganda. But it's about, pro-life is also about quality of life, right? And what kind of quality of life, you know, because the rights views abortion is murder. Well, Maggie, why would I want to bring up a child if I had a child in a society that doesn't really value life? And that's something civic media has really, really taught me. And listening to civic media has just opened my eyes up to all sorts of things. Like, I feel like, Maggie, pardon the pun, but I'm not being blinded anymore. Like, I'm just, my eyes are being opened to this stuff. And so I want to just thank you guys for opening the eyes. And I'm pro-life, but I'm pro all of life. If we can't be pro all of life, then why be pro, you know, life at all? And if we can't stand for those who can't stand for themselves, then that's not truly what we need in society. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing. I think that loving life and supporting life, including the lives of people that are here in their full, in the best expression of human dignity, that's the piece that's missing right now when I listen to so many people on the right speak. And it's the fundamental inconsistency. One of the things that I have said on the show specifically about abortion is this is a complicated choice and a difficult choice for nearly every woman that I know that's had an abortion, or any woman that has talked openly and publicly about choosing to terminate a pregnancy. And that is why those decisions need to remain with women and their doctors and their faith leaders. Tom, we're coming up on time. I'll give you the opportunity for some closing thoughts here.
The issue itself, you know, when I think about pro-life, it's, are you for making sure people have the quality of care, the access to jobs, the access to housing that they need in order to live at least the starting point of a decent life? And we just don't do that in this country. And it's one of the things that I've continued to fight for.
And that begins with health care for all, child care that's affordable, a living wage. We're going to talk about all of that continuously on The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie and the Millionaires is up next. Don't miss it.